South African Medical Research Council has today confirmed rising concentrations of SARS-CoV-19 CoV-2 RNA fragments in wastewater in the cities of Tshwane and Nelson Mandela Bay. This follows an earlier cautionary note from the South African Medical Research Council that their wastewater surveillance team observed increasing volatility during the previous fortnight in the concentration of SARS-CoV-2 RNA fragments in wastewater samples. Dr. Renee Street, she joins us now. She is the specialist scientist at the Environment and Health Research Unit at the South African Medical Research Council. Thank you for your time in 702, Dr. Renee.
Hi, thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
So explain this to us in layman's terms then. What is your research showing you about the concentration of RNA, COVID RNA, and what does this mean for us? What's the punchline in our fight against COVID-19?
Okay, well, sewage testing has been used successfully to monitor many diseases over the years, such as polio, norovirus, hepatitis, and through the collection and analyzing of wastewater, we can use it as an early warning system to better understand the spread of COVID-19 within a community. So samples are collected from wastewater treatment plants, which represents individuals shedding the virus. And this includes both symptomatic and asymptomatic individuals. So recently we've seen a rise in some of our the areas we work in. At the moment, we work in 4 different provinces, and we collect samples from 70 wastewater treatment plants. And this week, there was, over the last couple of weeks, been a rise, particularly this week, in Tshwane and Nelson Mandela Bay. And this is, of course, also supports the clinical findings as well.
So, Renee, we are faced with the pending lockdown. Cyril Ramaphosa is going to meet with the Coronavirus Command Council on Sunday. Officials are saying that the fourth wave is already underway. So what does it say, and how can it help us understand where this fourth wave will go, if at all? Dr. Street, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Sorry, you broke off. I couldn't hear the last part of your question. Sorry.
So basically, from your research, what is this helping us not only to understand this fourth wave, but also perhaps provide us with the information needed to not only see which way it will go, but possibly deal with it?
Sure. So I think regarding the fourth wave right now, it's currently not if, but when. So we're monitoring our wastewater signal carefully, together with case numbers, hospitalization reports, and the data on deaths. And we're using it as an early warning system, but also as a constant reminder for people to take necessary precautions to continue that the public health communication around, of course, pushing the vaccines, you know, ensuring everybody gets vaccinated, and other precautions such as avoiding the 3 C's, crowded places, close contact settings, and confined spaces. I think this is particularly important leading up to our festive season in December. It's just about being mindful of these important non-pharmaceutical interventions.
Dr. Street, now that we've got you on the line, look, I understand that your research deals with the RNA that we're getting in terms of readings in our wastewater. But is this the only thing that we can really fall back on now with the low vaccination rates that we have in this country without mandates? Is we got to mask up and grab our hand sanitizer again?
Of course, getting vaccinated is key to fighting the pandemic. So absolutely, it's, you know, the vaccination drive as well as the things we've been doing for months, and sometimes we just have to be reminded to continually keep our masks on, sanitize, and be in open spaces.
And while I've got you on the line as well, let's talk about vaccines for a moment, and feel free not to answer if you feel you don't have the knowledge to. I mean, the same old sing song is, if you're so worried about getting COVID-19, go and get a vaccination. But me, the person that doesn't want to take a vaccine, I don't need to get one, and you shouldn't worry about me. I mean, where will that type of thinking get us, do you think?
I think, I would support as many people to get vaccinated. It's the only way, one of the key ways we will manage this pandemic here and internationally. So, I think the main thing is just to, get as many people vaccinated as possible.
And last but not least, coming back to the levels of COVID-2 RNA in our wastewater, we're not seeing it at the same levels of that we saw during the COVID-19 third wave. But is there anything in the data that says now or gives us some sort of indication as to perhaps how fast this wave is going to come on or how drastic it's going to be?
There's been a drastic uptick in the last 2 weeks. So at the moment, we monitor in Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Western Cape, and Limpopo. And as we flagged, the two main sites of concern this last week were Nelson Mandela Bay and Tshwane. But of course, we'll continue monitoring the other sites weekly, and we'll put out alerts as we find these increases. We also have a public-facing dashboard, so anybody who's interested can go and see the results themselves to know what's happening in the areas that we're working in.
We'll leave it at that. Dr. Renee Street, Specialist Scientist at the Environment and Health Research Unit of the South African Medical Research Council. How are you feeling about the onset of COVID-19, this fourth wave? How would it affect your business if we have another lockdown? And with the arrival of the fourth wave, if you were vaccine hesitant before, does it mean you're going to go and get a vaccine now? I know of at least one person that was on the fence, wait and see whether or not they'll get a vaccine. And then they got COVID and they're currently battling it at home. And he said to me, I wish I had got my jab. What's your take? 0727021702 is the WhatsApp line. And you can also call us on 011-883-0702.